Hello and welcome to the Wellness Group. This is Nat Nissen and tonight we're talking about calories and diets. And if any of you are frequent listeners, you know that this is not something that I agree with. Any diet. There's no diet that suits anyone for any length of time, let alone any group of people or population. I was having lunch with a friend and she's been dieting for quite a while and she allowed me to share this story. Thank you. And she's been dieting for quite a while and she got down to her goal weight and she found that challenging. She stopped going out for a while and rearranged her life around her calories. It was easier that way because she had all these limiting beliefs that said, well, I haven't got enough willpower. So when I go out and I see this food, or when I go out and I get offered that drink, and I can't help myself, so I'm just not going to go. So she missed out on a lot over the last 6 months. And now she's in maintenance phase. And she's trying all sorts of things with maintenance phase. And at the moment, she's back on the calories. So we were having lunch and I watched her take about 20 minutes to order. And I'd already chosen what I wanted and the restaurant staff were very pleasantly coming back and asking, you know, are you ready yet? And we weren't, and that was okay. And so I just sat there and watched her for a while, and then I would people watch and I would just look around and I'd go back to looking at her face. And she eventually decided. And then the meals came and she was very curious. She was hesitant. She was frustrated. And through this, we were having conversations, but our conversations were tempered with her constantly being intrigued with the food. And I had to eventually ask her and just say, look, I've got to ask, you're not dieting at the moment. You're in maintenance phase, you told me. And she said, yeah, it's great. And I said, okay, so tell me about that. How much are you enjoying that? And she said, well, it's not easy because I'm in maintenance. And I said, hang on, I thought maintenance was meant to be easier for you than calorie counting, than getting to your goal weight. And she said, yeah, it is. And I said, well, can I just be real with you and just tell you what I've seen? So we had a real conversation and I said, I've just seen you spend 20 minutes poring over a menu, not being able to make a decision, frowning, being frustrated, being annoyed, not being engaged in conversation with me fully. When the food comes out, you looked curious and intrigued, and then you went into frustration and you were frowning again and you were studying the food. And all the while we were having half conversations, you weren't being present with me. Can you tell me more about this? And she said, well, I was trying to work out on the menu what would fit in with my calories. I said, okay, so we're in maintenance, but we're calorie counting. So you're still looking at food as calories. And she said, yes, and my biggest problem is that I really wanted to see you today, but I had a cheat day yesterday. So I was trying to make the best choices today. And I said, you did, you made a great choice. But I said, you didn't look like you were actually enjoying the food that came out. And she said, well, no, I'm not, because I'm only concerned about the calories. So this proves yet again a point to me that calorie counting doesn't work. It is not working. We are not winning the obesity crisis. We are not winning the chronic health crisis. My beautiful friend spent 20 minutes poring over a menu, not being engaged in conversation, not enjoying herself, not choosing foods that nourish her and she really wanted, but only considering and being frustrated with and monitoring and being so hyper-conscious of the calories. And then when this beautiful food came out, she wasn't able to be present with it and to fully enjoy it because it was all about the calories. So she's there not enjoying life. She has a full-time job. She has children. She has a partner. She has things that she wants to achieve. She's overworked and overtired, and she has symptoms in her body. And the last thing she needs to be doing is worrying about calories when she has the time to catch up with a friend. Life is way too short to be counting calories. Life is way too short to be doing a lot of things. And dieting is certainly one of them. We have to be able to learn what is right for our body, what is the right shape, what is the right weight, what is the right size, where are we comfortable in our body. Everyone has a weight and a shape and a size that is perfect for them. The important part is for us to be completely comfortable in our own body. The important part is for us to be able to understand those signs, signals, and symptoms that our body is sending us. The important part is that we get off the diets. It's not working. It doesn't work. So not only has she gone through 6 months of calorie counting and really not enjoying it, and it's not just about not enjoying it. She has spent so much energy thinking about what she's eating, what she's going to eat next, that she's hungry, that she'd really like that. Oh, she's going to have it. Oh, and we're way over the calories now, so we can't eat for the rest of the day. So instead of living life, my dear, beautiful friend is so focused on food in the wrong way, in a way that doesn't support her, is so focused on calories that she's actually missing out on life. She's not listening to her body. Her body's sending her all sorts of signals. She's not enjoying the food she's eating. And she's not being present with those around her. And she is exhausted from having to count these calories all the time. And even when she got to the weight she wanted to, she still hadn't learnt the skills of being comfortable in her skin. She was still having to count calories to be in maintenance. And even though she was at that weight, the weight on the scales, she still hadn't learnt the skills of being fully comfortable and confident in her body. So if that story reminds you of someone, if it reminds you of yourself, then I encourage you to take stock of how you're looking at food. And if you're calorie counting, if you're dieting, if that diet is taking away from your life, if you are doing things that are taking your energy, if you are not listening to your body, and if you are adding something in that is making your life more complex, more difficult, and is causing you to look at food in a really unhealthy way, then I encourage you to look further into things like Nutrition Intuition, our beautiful program that teaches you how to understand food and your body. I encourage you to learn the skills of the signs, signals and symptoms that your body is sending you. I encourage you to make sure your life revolves around optimal health and peak performance instead of counting calories, counting macros, going keto, Atkins, you name it. Your body is designed perfectly. And when it becomes harmonious, when the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual elements are in harmony, you will find that the weight comes off easily and effortlessly. You will find yourself having energy. You will find your skin looking beautiful. You will find your inflammation decreasing incredibly. Aches and pains going, no headaches. All of these things that we take now as normal. Because it's not normal. The norm is us being healthy, happy and vital. Thanks so much for listening. I'm sure you can hear my little dog in the background snoring. It's night time for us here. And we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.